This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
You know, many people talked about last night and how special it was. And in fact, you look around the world today and the way the sun rose rayless in Medina and other places, the 27th night and the probability, and you say, SubhanAllah, it felt like such a beautiful night. But I want you to, for a moment, think about a very important concept about Laylatul Qadr that I think we have missed in our generation. We have this idea, whether we say it out loud or whether it shows in our practice, that in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, it's Laylatul Qadr or bust. It was either Laylatul Qadr or it was just another night. And I want to actually shatter that first and foremost from a Quranic perspective and from the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ for a moment. When you look at these last 10 nights, firstly, in the lifetime of the Prophet ﷺ, even when they knew that they had caught Laylatul Qadr, the Prophet ﷺ and the companions continued with the nights that followed that night, in the hadith of the 23rd night, being the 23rd night one night, and the hadith that we mentioned from Ubayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They continued onwards with the rest of the nights as well, with full dedication, the even nights and the odd nights. Now, I want you to just remember this very simple formula. Laylatul Qadr is the best night of the year, without any doubt, without any comparison. After Laylatul Qadr, the best nights of the year are the rest of the 10 nights, without any exception. After Laylatul Qadr, the best nights to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to exert yourself, the nights in which there is more forgiveness, the nights in which there is more acceptance than any other point of the year, are the rest of the nights, and it is so easy for us to miss them. So for example, the even nights come, you go, well, you know, we know it's in the odd nights, that's true, but you're in the best batch of nights of the entire year, and you don't even know if it's an odd night. Now from the Qur'an, subhanAllah, when Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by al-fajr, and then he swears by 10 nights. What are layalin ashr speaking about? How many of you think they're talking about the last 10 nights of Ramadan? I'm doing hands raised tonight. How many of you think they're talking about the first 10 days of the Hijjah? All right, so we have اختلف المفسرون, يعني. We have a difference of opinion amongst the mufassirun of VRIC. Some of the scholars said Allah is swearing by the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Some of them said Allah is swearing by the first 10 days of the Hijjah. Some of the scholars said it's actually both, because Allah did not say وَالْلَيَالِ الْعَشْرِ, the 10 days. Allah said وَلَيَالِ الْعَشْرِ, 10 days. So it technically could apply to two sets of 10. So some of the scholars said, in fact, the best 10 days of the year are the 10 days of the Hijjah. The best 10 nights of the year are the 10 nights of Ramadan. The best 10 days are the first 10 days of the Hijjah. The best 10 nights of the year are the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Now, whether or not that tafsir applies to it or not, I just wanted to give you the short reminder that after Laylatul Qadr, there are no nights of the year that are better than these nights for your salah, for your dua, for your crying, for your sadaqah, for your good deeds. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ did not sleep any of these 10 nights or 9 nights if it becomes a 29-day Ramadan. So take advantage of every single one of these nights and shift that paradigm. It's not Laylatul Qadr or bust. It's the best 10 nights of the year. And if I observe all of them, then I will catch Laylatul Qadr bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. May Allah allow us to observe Laylatul Qadr, and may Allah allow us to honor all of these last 10 nights, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be amongst those that are forgiven this Ramadan and that are counted amongst al-utaqa, counted amongst the redeemed souls from hellfire, and those who are guaranteed paradise. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.